Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am Eric Terry.
And I'm Zach Murillo, filling in for Kelvin Wong.
Kelvin Wong is currently missing in action.
Uh-oh.
We don't know where he went, and he kind of just disappeared, said he was going to be here, but hey. Anyways, on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows, we talk about McDonald's and Happy Meals and how they're now banned in California. Also, we want to get your opinion on what are you guys doing for the holidays? What do you think of all this snow? All this and much more coming up on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. First, to start off the show, Zach, tell us about your show that's coming up in about half an hour.
Well, technically in an hour and a half because we still have your show to go through.
That's what I meant.
Well, this week we've got a special Christmas episode for you guys. First, we're gonna start off with some requests I didn't quite get to last week on my show, as well as some I got this week. And then we're gonna kick off some Christmas music, but not just Christmas. We've also got some Hanukkah songs for you non-Christians. I'm not saying it's bad to be different. I'm just saying you're different, so we're gonna play some songs for you too. So yeah, that's pretty much my show. Unfortunately, I don't have any shows over the holidays like Mr. Eric Terry with Where the Wind Blows. But afterwards, we will be back with all your requests. You can request over the holidays if you want. I will try to fit in as many as I can once I get back. So back to you, ET.
Thank you very much, Zach. Just so you know, that is the jukebox, which starts at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time for those people who are listening overseas.
8:30 tonight, folks.
And it should be a great show. Anyway, so Zach and I were looking through the Metro paper today, and we found something quite interesting about the Canadian penny.
Besides the fact that most people are probably out there right now thinking, who reads the newspaper anymore?
Yeah, we still do.
Yeah.
Because we're cool like that, because the newspaper is the way to be.
Not to mention we're in a media course.
There, and Calvin's running into the studio now. Shall we keep him locked out? Let's just all give him a death stare, death stare, death stare, death stare. Anyways.
Sure. Okay. Should we let him in?
Oh, we'll let him in when we get to our little commercial break.
Commercial? You mean song break.
Song break, that's what I meant. Anyways, so we found this penny thing, and they said that they're finally thinking about discontinuing the penny. I know. What did you find out about that, Zach? Like, when you read the article, what did you think?
Well, just to basically go over what the article was saying, it states that a lot of people think that the penny is useless. Like, it's a penny. It costs 1 cent, but it costs 1.5 to 2 cents to actually make. So it's kind of a ripoff. It's currency without any currency, quote-unquote, the newspaper. So a lot of people are saying it's useless. It's a waste of space. Like, even the hobos and the peddlers, if you give them a penny, they will throw it to the curb. The penny has become lost in this society. No one uses it anymore or avoids using it. If you go to a store and they give you pennies back, most of the time you will leave the penny saying, keep the change. So in our society, we have no use for the penny anymore. So
it's so true, because I work customer service as well, and you know, pennies, people just leave them. They throw them at the till. They just say, keep the change, you know, keep the pennies. What are we going to do with those pennies? It's not like I can take these 4 pennies that now someone doesn't want and go buy, you know, a Coke or something. I can't do that. You know, I agree. You know, it weighs you down. I mean, because they're not the light. I mean, it adds up. They do get heavy after a while, so.
Yeah. I can understand those people who will save up their pennies, like put them into little paper rolls, take them to the bank, cash them in for like loonies and toonies, for whatever how much you save up. I don't know. I'm not one of those people who saves up. I'm one of the people who actually throws the pennies away. Sometimes I'll keep them if it's like, yeah, I don't have time to throw them back. I'll just, you know, just give them to me, whatever. But I see no point to them. It's just a waste, because you'll see at stores, you'll go to a store and you'll see something $3.99. Just make it an even $4. I'll give you two toonies. Do not give me a penny back.
Yeah, exactly. I hear you, because you know, And people and some customers understand, you know, they don't want the pennies. You know, they'll go into their little change purse and they'll say stuff, you know, they'll look at it and be like, oh, it's, you know, the change is 46 cents. Okay, I'll give you a penny. You give me 55 cents back. Makes it a lot easier. I mean, why? And but then thing is, people will round up instead of rounding down. So things will be a little bit ever so slightly more expensive. Now that Kelvin has now finally joined us in the studio today, Kelvin, what's your opinion on all this?
Yeah, well, yeah, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, no problem, yeah, co-host.
A little late today.
That's okay, but, forgive you.
Pennies, yeah, you know, like, not a lot of people use these pennies anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot to carry, and depending on all of the change, we have more, like, dimes, quarters, like, it gets heavy as yeah, long as, like...
Exactly.
And yeah, like you said, Eric, it is a pain, as you said, if you're like working the cash register, like just putting more change in there, like, you know, I think it's better if you, like, a lot of people are changing to like bills and
exactly,
using their debit card and credit card, which
exactly,
is like almost in the mainstream right now. So
exactly, plastic is the new paper and the new coin. That's exactly what it is.
You know, maybe pennies will be extinct soon. You know,
that's what the article that I just yeah, threw in front of you says. That you didn't do your homework. anyways, guys, we're gonna throw this on the discussion board momentarily. But while we're waiting for that discussion, while we're waiting for all that, we're gonna start this. We're gonna start our little music break here with some Christmas music. Here is Paul McCartney with "Wonderful Christmas Time."
The spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. Christmas time. Simply can I find you? Why have you gone away? Where is the laughter you used to bring me? Why can't I hear music play? My world is changing, I'm rearranging. Does that mean Christmas changes too?
Ladies and gentlemen, your playlist started there with Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney, and that was followed by Where Are You Christmas by Faith Hill. So last week we were talking about the Salvation Army and how they banned or are not distributing Harry Potter or Twilight toys.
Oh, right.
Yes. And we're just going to recap on that. We had one or two add-ons to that there, and we're just going to pull it up for you. I should have pre-prepared this, but, well, I'm not a very prepared person. We're just going to recap. So last week, the I can't remember.
One of them.
Ow!
Sorry.
That was loud. Jeez. Anyways.
One of them.
I'm going to turn your mic down a little bit. There we go.
Fine.
Just in case. The Toronto Sun refuses to distribute Harry Potter and Twilight toys because it doesn't go with their morals and values and ethics. The Salvation Army is a Catholic organization, and so they and the witchcraft and vampires they apparently don't agree with, so they're refusing to distribute these toys. We had a heated discussion last week when we were pardon me when we and we said you know they'll sell guns and zombies and, you know, stuff like that at Value Village, but they won't give away these Harry Potter or Twilight toys, and I think that's absolutely ridiculous. So we're just going to ask for a quick... We just want to quickly see if there's anybody else out there with those opinions. I've already sent out a message on BBM if you have that... If you have that option there. Also, there is Facebook. There is, which is Where the Wind Blows. You know, there is our phone number, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. I'll repeat that a little bit slower for those of you who actually do want to call. It's 416-289-5000, extension 8615. And so that's that there. And so you can email us, wherethewindblows@live.com. Or you can catch us on Twitter at WhereWindBlowsR. Kimberly R. says here, there's nothing wrong with them. They're for kids' amusement, and those kids will take what they can get. Not in a bad way, of course. Especially around the holidays, they should be willing to be understanding, considering they're probably popular donations, because both series are popular at the moment. Zach, you weren't here to discuss this with us last week, were you?
I think I was.
Were you?
Yeah.
What were your guys' opinions again? I can't remember what you guys were saying.
My opinion was that a lot of kids, like, they're, like you said, they are interested nowadays in Twilight and Harry Potter. The boys will like Harry Potter because of the action, the mystery. The girls are into Twilight because it's shirtless guys. Yeah. Right there. That's their viewpoint of it. They don't care if the church minds or not. Many of the families that Salvation Army helps, not necessarily Catholic or Christian or whatever.
Exactly.
It's just the viewpoint of Salvation Army. The people that they're helping, they don't care about the toys. They just want the toys.
They just want to be helped around for Christmas. Calvin?
Like I said last week, you know, toy's a toy. Christmas is about giving, and you know, kids would like to receive something for Christmas.
Exactly.
And especially for the needy families that need stuff, that can't afford stuff for their children, you know. Mm-hmm. It's great to have something to give them for Christmas, you know.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Exactly. that's what I'm saying there. But yeah, guys, I think it's kind of ridiculous that they're putting these bans on. I mean, you know, I'm Catholic and Catholic/Christian myself. Kind of a bit of both right now. But I have that, and you know what? I honestly don't see, you know, it's entertainment, you know? It's not like people were going to go around picking up random branches off the ground and saying, look, I can make magic spells happen. It's not going to happen, you know?
Can you, though?
Pardon?
Can you, though?
Of course I can. Seriously. So early on before the show, I was on the Toronto Sun website again, and that's where we get most of our information, courtesy of the Toronto Sun,
or the Star, or the Metro.
We have a hand. Anyways, so we brought up earlier that McDonald's is trying some group called the I lost it now.
Basically, some woman in California.
The CSPI, which is the Center for Science in the Public Interest, is trying to ban toys and Happy Meals from McDonald's. Or trying to get something done with that. Anyways, the article's up on Facebook. If you want to go actually look for it, it's on... just go to the Toronto Sun website, and it's pretty much right there. Pretty much on the front page. Just click on news, and it's pretty much right there, and you can go take a look at it. We'd like to know your opinions, though. We do have the discussion board up on Facebook, and we will get back to you about that very shortly. And so we're gonna cut to another quick music break in just a second, and then we'll talk about what we think of this, and then we'll go to what we see on Facebook. And if you have any opinions, feel free to call us right now, 416-289-5000 extension 8615, or you could email us at wherethewindblows@live.com. Or you can catch us on Twitter, which is Where Wind Blows Are. Or you can throw us a message on the BlackBerry Messenger if you have a BlackBerry. Remember, so we're just going to quickly recap this for you one more time. And our wonderful co-host here will wonderfully think of some fantastic ideas, fantastic opinions for you when we come back. And what it basically is this group realize, you know, McDonald's is quote-unquote luring these children in to eat their food, which I think is complete bogus, but we will get into that later. We want to know what your opinion is. We have quite a bit of opinions here on Facebook, and we'd like to hear yours. If you're listening, and I know there are people out there who are listening, give us a shout, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. That is 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Remember the email, wherethewindblows@live.com. Twitter is wherewindblowsare. Or you can catch us on the Facebook group, which is Where the Wind Blows, and it's a communication group. Anyways, we're going to cut to some music here, kind of Christmassy. It's by AC/DC, and it's called Mistress for Christmas. Extension 8615. Give us a shout. Ladies and gentlemen, that was AC/DC and Mistress for Christmas. So we're going to get back to you guys right now about that McDonald's thing, which is kind of ridiculous. So we're going to, Zach actually mentioned during the music break there that there was still something else that I forgot to mention. Zach, what was that?
Well, the story didn't quite start off with this science group. What was it called again? That group?
It's called the Center for Science and Public Interest.
Right. Well, this
or CSPI.
Yeah. Well, this whole debate didn't quite start off with this group. It started off in California, of all places. Yeah, that's right, California.
California.
Yeah. So it started off with this woman in California who went to a McDonald's with her kids and was realizing her kids were getting fat off McDonald's because they always wanted these McDonald's. They wanted the Happy Meal toys. And so she is now suing McDonald's for having the Happy Meal and the Happy Meal toys trying to lure kids, quote unquote.
Quote unquote, because you can't see him do the quote unquote sign.
Yes. Lure, unquote, these children into having these toys and these Happy Meals because of all the famous movies like Shrek, Megamind, whatever. So she's suing McDonald's for this. And many people in this debate are thinking, really? McDonald's has a right to place these toys because they're in it with the movie business.
Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of a little bit redonkulous.
And it's mostly you as the parent have the choice to take your child to McDonald's or not. You suing McDonald's means you have no choice in the matter and that you're letting your kid do everything and your children are spoiled California children who will grow up in Hollywood.
Welcome to the United States of America, where we sue people for everything and for any reason at all. Welcome. That's why we live in Canada. Kelvin, what do you say about all this?
It's pretty stupid. Like, you know, since fast food restaurants have to have market for children, and without, like, Happy Meals, you know, like, how are they going to sell to children, you know?
Exactly. It's not like they're trying to lure them in or anything. Like they're just, hey, eat our food. We're gonna make you look fat.
And a toy on top of it.
Exactly. Seriously. Like I agree with Zach. Parents have the choice to, you know, kid. You know, you're in the car. You know, you're on the 401. You're on for a long drive, and you see a McDonald's and a Wendy's, and sometimes there's a Tim Hortons or a Subway there. You know, there's that little, you know, rest stations when you're driving down the 401. I used to do this all the time when I was a kid. When I was in London, I used to live in London, Ontario, and then we would travel to Whitby all the time because that's where my grandparents live. And so we would travel, and we'd always stop, you know, at the McDonald's or whatever was there, Subway, Wendy's, whatever was there at the time. And so at that point, you know, we want McDonald's, you know, whatever, you know. We didn't eat it often. So, I mean, for those of you who know me, look at the size of me. I'm in college now, and you know there's a McDonald's right up the street from me. I'm still the same size. I haven't really gotten any bigger.
High metabolism, I guess.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's a pain. Lucky. It's definitely a pain. But yeah. So, anyways, back on track here. It's kind of ridiculous that this lady says that McDonald's is trying to lure kids in. It's not really luring. They're just making an offer because, how do I put this?
It's the parents' choice.
Yeah, the parents' choice. You know, the kids obviously, want to
eat.
Well, they want to eat McDonald's because, you know, it's the place to eat. You know, it's the place where that's advertised. You know, they see all these advertisements. The kids want to eat there. The parents know better. You know, this is, they know what McDonald's does to kids. They are not just the kids, but the people in general. They know what McDonald's, like, what the food is like there. Like, I'm not dissing McDonald's. Food is amazing. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's just really fatty and greasy, and you know, it's really unhealthy. But anyways, and you know, the parents do have that choice. This parent obviously just doesn't. What's the word I'm looking for?
Doesn't understand that she has the control,
you know, to do this, but you know, it's ridiculous. Anyways, we're gonna go to Facebook here. Somebody decided to see what I'm doing on Skype, but whatever. Anyways, so
We're gonna go to Facebook and see what you guys say.
Anyways, for the first person, Kim R. Man, you definitely like to do your discussions, Kim. It's wonderful. Thank you so much. He says, I don't see anything wrong with McDonald's selling the toys with their meals. If they wanted the toys so bad, they could even buy the toys on their own. As far-fetched as it sounds. Also, just because they do have these toys, it doesn't mean it controls what the children eat. And the fact that they can live without that toy, like any other toy, proves that it's okay. Well said, Kim. I definitely completely agree with that. What do you guys think about what Kim said?
It's completely true. It's like you can the parents, like, sure, the kid will want the toy, but it's like you can choose not to get the kid the toy, or if the kid just wants the toy, you can get them another meal and ask for the toy extra.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. It's kind of ridiculous, to be honest. We actually just got a message on the BlackBerry Messenger here from Snickers. Okay.
Nice name.
Snickers. It's a wonderful chocolate bar. I love it. Uh-huh. Anyways, she said, I think it's stupid. Kids love getting their little toys, and I completely agree. Like, when I was a kid, I used to love the Happy Meals. It was funny because I used to, this is just a little bit of a side story, but when I used to go to McDonald's, I always asked for a cheeseburger with just cheese and ketchup.
Didn't every kid do that at one point?
Yeah, but the cheeseburger already comes with the cheese.
Oh.
Yet I was still asking for cheese and ketchup.
I mean, you were saying only, so that's like, get rid of the pickles, the mustard,
and then there's me now, who I'll take a Big Mac with everything on it. Nom, 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 nom. Anyways, Calvin, what do you say about what Kim said there?
It's agreeable because, like Zach said, you know, it's up to the parents' choice of bringing their kids wherever they want to choose to eat.
Yeah.
And it's agreeable with Kim because you can also buy toys from elsewhere, you know, from stores like Toys R Us, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Or Walmart or any other place.
Similar toys
yeah.
like this. It's not exactly. like McDonald's is the only place that's selling these exclusive toys. Yeah. You can buy similar toys at Toys R Us, probably exactly. for like a cheaper price, you know.
Exactly. So we're going to go back to the Facebook group here. Where is it? Rookie V says, ban the Happy Meal? That's a joke. If you get rid of Happy Meals, why not just get rid of the kids menus in all chain restaurants? Get rid of the toys and cereal boxes. Get rid of all food commercials on television that promote quote fun foods unquote. Heck, get rid of the mascots promoting in the food industry. It's done in many ways. McDonald's has been successful in being prosperous by using a surprise toy. If parents have trouble with children falling prey to obesity because of the newest toy that will be sold in the next garage sale, then don't go to McDonald's. Promote healthy eating choices. Remind children that there is always birthdays and Christmas to get better toys than the junk from McDonald's. Why ban children's toys to save just the children? Why not ban the use of oils, salts, and fats that cause the obesity? And not only children, but grown adults that make the choice to feed themselves junk food. But she goes to say, that's just my opinion. I completely agree with you, Rookie. Completely agree with you on that. What about you guys here?
Definitely agree with him.
Yeah, it's like what you said earlier. Like, you're on a trip down the highway, and there's a rest stop with a bunch of different restaurants. You've got a McDonald's, a Wendy's, a Burger King, and then you have a Subway or a Quiznos or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take the kids to the Quiznos or the Subway. Choose the healthy choice. Like, sure, the kids, like, from the highway, they'll see the giant golden arches and be like, oh, McDonald's. But in the end, it's your choice of what you're feeding yourself mm-hmm. and your kids. If you Absolutely. Take them to McDonald's, deal with the consequences. Don't sue somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah. What about you, Calvin?
Well, definitely. Like, if you really decide, like, McDonald's is your final choice to bring your kids to, like, eat, you know what? Raise the issue saying, okay, you guys can go to McDonald's, but, you know, you just got to eat your fruits and vegetables, you know? Make that really important to them, you know, that fruits and vegetables are really important, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. So, back to the Facebook group here. Perry M also commented. He says, I agree with the person above. Parents should just learn to say no. The meals aren't healthy and the toys are junk. but toddlers think they're great. Having lots of he says he's having lots of experience with little kids. He's a teacher. Yeah, I know him personally. He's a French teacher. He says usually they just want to play with a toy and forget about eating the quote-unquote meal, which is probably not a bad thing since the food isn't very healthy. Then after you get home, the kids are hungry again in about an hour. Happy Meals are just a waste of money. At least the McDonald's Playland is good because it promotes being active. Oh, the Playland. Oh,
yes,
the Playland. I used to love crawling through the little tunnels and going down the slides. And it's
the
so
ball
pits. It's so unsanitary. So unsanitary in there.
That's true.
All the kids who sweat and drool and sneeze.
And the dirty diapers coming off. Oh, I had a bad experience with that. Don't ask.
Okay, we won't ask.
Good. I'll tell you during the music break.
Oh, okay. So we get an exclusive here. This is actually pretty cool.
You guys out there, you don't want to know.
I'm not sure if we want to know now.
Too bad.
Anyway, so that's what we're going to talk about here on the Happy Meal band in California, and we'll definitely see if we can keep you posted on that because that's just kind of ridiculous. Anyways, when we come back, we have a surprise for you.
Ooh.
That's so very much fun. Anyways, I wish everything could be every day could be like Christmas. Bon Jovi.
I'm not afraid to die.
Hey guys, we're back. Well, Zach Merlo's kind of just chilling over there. He's going a little crazy, but that's okay.
Woo!
Oh my god, ow! Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Don't do that!
Sorry for the craziness.
Good, 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 good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so before we go on to our surprise for you guys, well, not really surprise, but kind of just a quote-unquote surprise, we just got this awesome new topic that we want to bring up. But before that, we're going to go back to the BlackBerry message. Luke, smiley face, okay, says, McDonald's, although unhealthy, donates money to charity when people buy the meals, and they are doing their best to change their public image for the better. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I agree. Thank you for your opinion, Luke. That's wonderful. Mohammed, no, seriously, that wasn't sarcasm, I swear. No, it's true. No. Because, I mean, if you even take a look at the image of the actual McDonald's themselves, like, it used to be such a crappy...
Piano song.
I hear piano. That's okay. Jesus, are you here? Jesus? Anyways, no, it used to look like this crappy, you know, fast food restaurant. Now they make it look like it's kind of homey, and, you know, if you look at the menu choices, they're starting to get a little bit healthier. But, yeah, so what were you going to say, Zach? There's this wonderful new topic you're going to post.
What?
yeah, the college. And
the... Oh, right, the new story. Okay.
He just threw his headphones on the floor. Wow. That's mine.
Okay, kind of put on the spot here, but basically this new story that we've found out about is York University, their Keele campus, I think it's yes. Keele, they had a fire in their boiler room building, and because of this, their whole campus was shut off because there was no heat. This was in the middle of the snowstorm earlier this week. So they had no heat, they had to close off the whole campus, in turn, closing off the Seneca part at the York campus. No exams that whole day. Now, firefighters were up till the wee hours trying to put out this fire, this four-alarm blaze. And luckily, no one was hurt. The fire, it has been put out, and classes are going on. However, exams were postponed. Now, there is an investigation going on. That police are actually looking into this to see if this was an intentional act. Like, if someone out there had said, you know what, I think I need an extra couple of days to study for my exam. Let's set fire. So they're currently investigating that. So far,
it's kind of weird.
In the newspapers, there is no news about this, but there are rumors all over the place saying that it's too much of a coincidence. It's exam
sure.
time. Mm-hmm. There was a fire.
Well,
exams were canceled. It's too much of a coincidence.
In my opinion, it's one of two things. Well, one, it's exams, right? And people want to, they don't want to do their exams. Or two, the furnace isn't working, so why not get some heat? Fire's hot. they were cold. So
he's not hot enough.
they're cold. So and they think, okay, fire equals heat equals no more cold. Except I think they're more just thinking, okay, fire equals school closed equals no more exams. Ooh. Well,
which
if
only
it's the
first one day.
If it's the first, obviously not a science student.
Oh yeah.
If it's a second, smart kid but stupid act.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Sorry, my BlackBerry distracted me. It happens a lot.
ADD.
Hey, I have ADHD. Leave me alone. I really gotta stop stereotypes on here. Anyways, what was I talking about? The thing. Yeah, it's funny because right before we went on air, before we were planning the show, right before we went on air, and still in process. Zach was saying, you know, why don't we ask listeners what they would do to get out of an exam?
All right, I did say that.
Should we talk about that briefly?
Well, hypothetically speaking.
Completely hypothetical. Absolutely. I agree. Completely hypothetical.
We are not giving anybody ideas. I'm just saying, if one were to have such thoughts, what would they be?
Just,
because everyone's had that thought where it's like, oh, I do not want to do this exam.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'd do anything to get out of this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What would I do? I'd think about it. Calvin, what would you do?
I'd never planned this.
Well, I'd give my good buddy Arnold Schwarzenegger a call.
Any of those action stars from the Expendables.
He comes in and he'd be like, get down! Everybody get down! They want the AK-47! Down, down, down! And then people would kind of panic and realize that's Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then couple after the investigation, they'd be like, oh, okay, which is Arnold Schwarzenegger. So
and after the whole incident, at the end of the incident, once everybody's calmed down and he's leaving, like, everything's blown up to hell. Everything is just destroyed. He's leaving, puts on some sunglasses. I'll be back.
For next exams. That'd be great. What would you do, Zach? Now that you brought it up.
Yes. Well, this has actually been done before, not by me, by other people I will not name. But pull the fire alarm so that everyone is evacuated, or set fire to something. This happened at my high school.
Oh, that's
where
great.
We had a wood wood shop in the building.
Oh,
and the school said that it was an accident, but I know it was somebody who did it. They had a sawdust collector in one of the saws, supposedly what the teachers thought was that the vacuum for the sawdust overheated and some of the sawdust caught on fire.
Yeah. Oh,
when those things overheat, they don't catch fire. Someone did something. Someone tampered with it. And exams were canceled for a day.
Obviously.
So,
I guess
what I would do is, personally, I would pull the fire alarm, or I would do something to temporarily stall exams. Not for too much longer, just enough time for me to not be too nervous.
Yeah.
Or study.
So, I don't know. Is this a discussion board topic, guys?
Depends. Maybe some written evidence in case something happens.
Yes. That is a wonderful idea. Yeah. So, leaving you with that. We're going to cut to one more song, and then we've got a special song. Not really more of a song. Kind of a little radio drama that, if anybody knows Brad Paisley, they do this thing called the Come Pop Buckaroos on every album. God, yes. So we're going to throw that up on the air for you before we leave. But for now, who likes the Chipmunks?
Oh, me.
I do.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure? You guys the Chipmunks?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, guys, check it out. Ready? Here is the Chipmunks song, the new version by the Chipmunks. Their Christmas song. Here it is. That was exciting. Oh, the Chipmunks. Oh, that was great. Sorry, guys. I just...
Sorry about that, guys.
That is an orgasmic song.
Oh, I love how we're on air when you said that.
How am I allowed to say that? At least I think
are,
I am.
Are we allowed to say that?
I think so.
Too late now.
We'll find out anyways.
We'll find out by next episode, so, and we'll tell you.
So guys, if we're not on air next week, you'll know why. That's so much better than the original. Oh boy, anyways.
That was not planned, I swear.
That just kind of happened. Oh boy. Oops. Oh boy. Anyways, so what I was talking to you guys about before air, actually before I do talk about that, make sure that you guys who are listening right now, make sure you stay tuned, and I mean actually stay tuned, to the jukebox at exactly 8:30 p.m. right after Where the Wind Blows. You can, so you have half an hour to grab a beer, get some food. I'm hungry.
ADD alert.
Yep. Yep.
Continue with thought.
Right. Sorry. You time to, you know, get a beer, you know, get some food or some eggnog, put a little bit of rum in that. You guys have a great night. And then you can listen to Zach's show, and it's an all request show. So, you know,
party time.
He's definitely going to have some party times in here. So, guys, make sure you listen. Make sure at 8:30, make sure to tune back in exactly where you are right now. I'd say that dial, but this is not a dial. Just go to that web. Just hit refresh on the website.
Give us a couple of years. We'll have a dial.
We'll have a dial in a few years. Yes. But seriously, guys, no. He actually does have a really good show. So, I'd really like, it'd be awesome if you guys could actually tune in. The listeners of Where the Wind Blows, please listen to Zach's show, the Jukebox at 8:30. And also, Calvin Wong has his own show. On Friday, pardon?
It's done now.
Oh, it's done now. Okay, but once the holidays come back, you're back on during the holidays, right?
No, we're done.
The show is done?
Well, we're done for this semester.
I mean, like after the holidays.
I think after the holidays, I think we're changing our times. So,
but you're still gonna.
Yeah, we're still
okay.
Going.
Okay. As long as it exists, then I can give our listeners the information. Yeah, so guys, Calvin Wong also has a show. It's called Transmitting Entertainment. He is the host, and his co-hosts are Vamsi Curley and Jui Desai. They have a lovely little show.
Let Kelvin explain it.
Kelvin, will you be here next week?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, wow. He's going to actually be here during the holidays. You're going to actually make time to be here.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? Dedicated.
You're a dedicated guy, except when you have a cold, and you just kind of...
Yeah.
Or when you're late.
That wasn't his fault. The TTC was kind of messed up.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Anyways.
Blame the TTC for everything.
We always blame the TTC for everything. Anyways, so before we're going to throw this actually pretty funny song on. It's called this thing. You know, I'm always saying it's Christmas, guys. It's not the holidays, you know. But you know what? If you're Jewish, you know, you're offended by me saying it's Christmas.
It's Hanukkah.
Tune me out. Because I believe Christmas. That's what I'm going to broadcast. I'm going to broadcast my belief. If you don't like it, that's too bad. Suck it up. But the funny thing is, this song is actually the complete opposite, and we want you guys to hear it. Anyways, here is Brad Paisley with the Kung Pao Buckaroo Holiday. Here it is.
And now, the Grand Ole Opry Theater proudly presents a special holiday edition of The Adventures of the Kung Pao Buckaroos. If you're easily offended, well, that's okay. It's a completely non-offensive and politically correct holiday. We catch up with our three cowboys one cold December night, huddled around a campfire.
How about we sing some holiday songs?
Yeah. Hey, George, you want to lead us off?
Yeah, I got one. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches. Why am I getting bleeped again?
Haven't you heard, guys? You can't say Christmas. You got to say holiday.
I can't say Christmas?
No, you might offend somebody.
Who is offended by Christmas?
You know, you might offend the b**ks and the b**ks and the atheists.
What?
Trying to be politically correct.
I'll lead us off.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Jimmy, are you listening?
What?
You can't say Christmas.
Why not? If you can say hell on the last record, why can't I say Christmas?
I didn't make the rules.
Hey, listen, guys, it's not that difficult. All you gotta do is change Christmas to holiday. You know, instead of saying white Christmas, you say, I'm dreaming of a white holiday. Why did I get bleeped?
You've got to say Caucasian.
So I have to sing, I'm dreaming of a Caucasian holiday?
Sure, that won't offend anyone.
This is so stupid.
This is absolutely
ridiculous. Say the word.
Well, I think it's pretty dumb.
You say, why can't you say Christmas?
Offended? Well, that's okay.
Why do these people have to feel that way? How come they get offended so easily?
It's a completely non-offensive and politically correct holiday.
I'm just trying to come up with a song here.
Let's sing one together. Everybody ready? George?
Ready.
Bill, you ready?
I'm ready.
Jimmy? Jimmy? Jimmy!
Okay.
We three kings of old are bearing gifts.
Oh, sorry, boys. You have to say Asia now.
What?
Oh, come on. Just try.
I gotta get hyped up for this. We three kings of Asia are.
That sounds like horse.
Lord, okay. How about little drummer boy?
Nope, that offends short people.
And you can't say drummer, because that'll offend real musicians.
How about little town of Bethlehem?
What's with all the short jokes?
Hey, how about we do silent night?
Nope, it offends people hard of hearing and afraid of the dark.
What do you say about a shark?
Shark!
This happens every year.
I don't know why the
hell we can't sing any. Well, that's okay. Same different element.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's a completely non-offensive and politically correct holiday.
Ho, ho, ho.
No.
I can't say ho.
No, you might offend some women.
So basically, we can't sing anything.
I think that's a bunch of bull.
Softer, George. It's more effective.
I think that's a bunch of bull. Wait just a minute. I've
I don't care who we offend. I'm going to sing Christmas years. Carols if I want to sing Christmas carols.
Better, Bill. It's more effective.
I don't care who we offend. I'm going to sing Christmas carols if I want to sing Christmas carols.
Me too. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a happy new year. You can't say new, it'll offend the old folks.
And you better not offend them.
Us.
Yeah. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that is probably the funniest song. I love hearing this around Christmas. But anyways, we are out of time today, guys. Now, most radio shows won't be continuing over the holidays, but some great news. Where the Wind Blows will continue during the holidays. I know you guys love to hear that. Woohoo! Alrighty. Now make sure I'm going to say this one more. Oh, try that again, Calvin.
No.
Okay. Anyways, guys, that's it for today's show. Make sure to tune in about half an hour to The Jukebox with Zach Murillo. He's got some great, great, great stuff for you. He's a great radio host. He's got a great show going. You got to listen to his show in half an hour. The Jukebox. Make sure you tune in. If you don't tune in, I don't know who you are, but you're a bad person.
I think that's a little doing it. That's overdoing it just a bit.
Okay, if you don't want to listen to a show, you don't have to.
Like, thanks for the advertising, but saying you don't, I don't know who you are. Well, in some cases, that may be true, but still.
But still. Anyways, but okay, if you don't want to listen to... You don't have to. But I would highly suggest that you do. Anyways, on behalf of everybody here, that's all the time we have for today, folks. I'm Eric Terry.
And I am Kelvin Wong.
And I'm Zach Murillo.
And check this out, guys. We're going home.